Okay, so the last thing in the parak is the Mishnah says like this. Yibezim abez. Kayotse bo. Similar to this. Okay, and we'll see in a second what that means. But kayotse bo. Rotseach shagalo liyim lakato. Rotseach goes to galas. Verotse anche yelechavdo. The people say they want to honor him. Yomar lam. Rotseach ani yama rotseach. Amrulo afal pikain. If they say, I don't care, we honor you anyways, yikav mehem shenemez edvar rotseach. So it says he could accept it. Because the Pasuk says, Edvar Rotzeach, all you need is Edvar Rotzeach, as long as he says something, then he's okay. So the question is, Manavshach, either you say he could get covered or he can't get covered. If he can't get, who cares if he's half a pekin? If he could, then he could. Okay, that's the problem. Rachi says, half a pekin, anu rotzim l'chabdecha, you cover him? Fine. Now, Kayotzebo, it's interesting, the Ritva says, what's Kayotzebo? Because the previous Mishnah was about Galus, about a Ben Levi who kills, he goes, Meplach, Leplach, Me, or that whole thing. So it's Kayotzebo, similar to that, on the surface, nothing to do with it. Right? So So the Ritva says that many Rishonim take it out. The Gora is the opposite, they take it out, it doesn't belong. Okay, some had it, some didn't have it, some had it, but erased it. He says, because there's no Shaychus. So he says, no. He says it belongs. He says he should be Mekayim. Wait a second. Yeah, so he says, so there's some gear, so he says, what is it? He says, no, it belongs. He says, the Mishum Dektani Ben Levi Gola Meir Liyir says, the Gola Ben Levi goes Meir Liyir Afa Pi Sheha Kol Mi Palcho. Okay, even though... I don't understand. Something's wrong with the Gersa, but this is why I understand what he means. Even though he could go to his plach, but still he's supposed to go Meir Le'ir. It's better that way, right? V'tayma k'dei shi'hei nichna yoser be'atzmo b'galuso. He'll be more nichna. He'll be more subordinate. That's like we said. It's a din in the Gavra that he leaves, and if you just go Me'palcho, it's not a very big leave. It's not a very big galus in the Gavra. So therefore, it's better for him to go Meir Le'ir. So lekach shaninu kayotze bo linyan hachna. So this too is the halacha regarding his subordination and becoming subordinate. So it's tied in. This halacha is based upon the concept, which is what we said the other way. If you say it's lechachilu, we said it's because of subordination. So it's an idea of him becoming subordinate. So this halacha also of him telling them is a din of subordination. So the question, right? So the question is: so what's the idea? Is the manushach does he or does he not get? You know, is he not allowed to have the kavod?
Is there an event here?
Yeah. So what's the idea?
Right.
Okay. So this I think is also Rabbi Shimon had an idea here, which is as follows: that see in general, like this for starters. Is that if people, it's not right to people to do that. People want to give you honor, and you're a killer, so it's not normal, it's not right, in theory, to hide that from them. Right? It's not right to hide that from them. I mean, after all, they're giving you honor on the pretext that you're a good guy. So it's under ordinary conditions, it would be appropriate to tell them, you're like Nevis Das, that kind of thing. It's appropriate to tell them you're a killer. After all, that's a phenomenon, right? But that's just Stam Midos. It has nothing to do with, like, the halacha of Rotzeach. I mean, that's true, but that's, you know, there's a lot of halachas like that.
Yeah.
Oh, so the thing is like this, is that since it's appropriate to do that, so if a person would not do it, if the Rotzeach would not do it, it would mean because he's trying to cover up that he's a Rotzeach. And that's the halacha of the Hachna, of Golos is, v'zedva Rotzeach, is that he's a Rotzeach, and he has to accept that he's a Rotzeach, and he has to be involved in Kapar. Yeah, that's the halacha here, is that... He has to be subordinate and humble himself and not deny that he's a Rotzeach, but on the contrary, he has to accept that he's a Rotzeach and tell the Rotzeach ani. But it's not a halacha that intrinsically he can't get kavod. If he wants to get kavod and they understand that he's a Rotzeach and he's doing it under those terms, then that's fine. It's not intrinsically an isser. The problem is that he can't try to run away from the fact that he's a Rotzeach. So it's mechayiv him to speak up, to say something about it. But if, despite that, they want to give it to him, that's fine. There's no problem. Right, it's for him. Right. No, it's not a halacha that's an isser of kavod, but it's a halacha of him, that's mechai of him to accept, to speak up about his rotzeach. He's a devar rotzeach. He has to speak and say that he's a rotzeach. He can't just go on as if he's a normal guy. He's not a normal guy. And it's mechayev him to make it clear that he's not a normal guy.
Right.
What? Can I see him? Yeah, okay. So that's basically the end of the parak. What's left in the parak, the last amud, is we already did. Okay? We already did it earlier on in the parak. It became relevant earlier on in the parak. And we did the whole thing there. Okay, about the question whether he has to pay rent in the different cities, things like that. So we already did that earlier. So this is basically it for the parak.